Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and you're listening to my show, and I'm glad you're here with our good friend Rick Lipsinger. Rick's a long time, golly, coming up on 11-year member of our Brain Trust, president of On Point Consulting, author of a number of books, including Flexible Leadership, including Closing the Execution Gap, and he's one of our management experts and change experts. He's our good friend Rick. Welcome back.
Thanks very much. 11 years, that's amazing.
How about that? Yeah, it's good to have you back, Rick. So change is something that we talk about on the show a lot. I remind people that you can't just manage change. You got to lead change. You got to be out in front of it. You got to see change forming on your horizon before it turns into something you can't deal with. What do you think?
It's that back to that thing about, you know, change is, you know, it's ubiquitous. It's everywhere. It's happening constantly,
and faster than ever.
Yeah. And the interesting thing, you know, we did a brief study to try to understand why some companies are better at managing change in general. One of the things we found is that, you know, people really aren't the problem per se. Most people get that you need to change and you need to stay on top of change, and most people feel that change is either at the right pace or even too slow. So a lot of this thing about managing change in general, a lot of leaders kind of just sort of shoot themselves in the foot. They create problems that aren't necessarily there because of the way they're managing the change.
Right. Exactly. So you've got some – so when you talk about making changes, you talk about common mistakes people make when they're trying to affect change, and let's talk about the first one.
Yeah, sure. These are not in any particular order, but one of the biggest ones is being unrealistic about the time frame. You know, we usually tell people this will be a couple months or this will be a couple of weeks. You know, but usually the time frame is much longer than that, partly because of unanticipated things. But we try to, you know, compress the time frame because we don't want people to think this is going to be a big deal or it's going to be difficult. And it's much more real. It's much better to be realistic about how long it will take. Plus, people need to do their day job. So the idea here is that if you're going to tell somebody it's only going to take a couple months, something's going to give there. Mm-hmm. You know, there'll be a decrease in performance. So you've got to give people, you know, a more realistic time frame because it becomes demotivating after a while when they realize, hey, this isn't 3 months. You
know, well, see, this is what I mean when I talk about making sure that you're spending time as the CEO of your company, because if you can see these changes forming on the horizon, you can start telling your people, okay, folks, we're probably going to have to start making some adjustments before long.
Yeah.
I'm seeing some things out there. Let's start preparing, et cetera, et cetera. But if you wait till the change slaps you up on upside the head or is about to run over you, now you're not changing. You're doing crisis management. And people don't like that.
If you can get ahead of the curve, that's always good. And if you can sort of start before it's a crisis, That's also always good. But that kind of takes us also to the other mistake, is that frequently organizations do too many changes simultaneously because, you know, everything's important. They see everything on the horizon. They're trying to be there before it happens. And there's too many changes. And what that creates is under-resourced. So no initiative is actually being resourced sufficiently. So it's some combination of either too many changes simultaneously or you're just not resourcing and allocating resources to the change sufficiently. Because remember, you're asking people to do something in addition to their day job, and something's got to give there without the proper resources.
Well, that's the reason why I've I've always encouraged people on the show here to what I call make lots of decisions, make little bitty decisions, and make a lot of them. And if you help your people, if your people are can be constantly making little improvements, little adjustments, then it's sort of like pricing, sort of like raising your prices, Rick. If you're a small business mm-hmm. owner and you're going to need to raise your prices a dollar over the next 2 years, well, if you raise them a dollar all at once, you're probably going to get some pushback from your customers. But if you raise them a 25 cents every half year, over the next 2 years, you'll get your money, and the customer won't complain. And it's the same thing with managing the people with change.
Yeah, although sometimes it's sort of unintended. In other words, there's a lack of coordination. You know, each department or each group is doing their little changes that kind of ripple across the organization. And if they're not well coordinated, it just, you know, people feel like overwhelmed because all these things are happening and you don't really get what the implication is for people who actually have to.
Well, see, and this is where your meetings, your group meetings come in when people can say, okay, like the accounting department can say, okay, folks, we're starting to see people take longer to pay us.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, what do we do about that? We need to get sales to involved to do better collecting, and we need to get the boss involved. He may have to borrow some money, right?
No, exactly right. You've got to have some kind of coordination, just like you're saying, the speed of change, the frequency of change, the number of changes, and everybody in the organization is trying to stay on top,
mm-hmm.
but they've got to be coordinated because it could be unintentionally overwhelming to the organization if you also don't prioritize.
Right.
The other problem companies have is there's a lack of prioritization because everything is important. So everything has to be done right away. Even if you're looking forward, to say, let me anticipate, you've really got to pick your battle because you can't do everything, certainly not simultaneously.
Well, see, that's a good point. And these are the things that when you talk to your people, you ask them, okay, what are you seeing coming at us? And then you have to say, okay, this one's closer. We have to deal with this one first.
Yeah.
But you got to be able to do multiple things, and that comes back to hiring the right people too, doesn't it? People who can who can take on more than one responsibility. Hey, Rick, I need your website, please.
It's onpointconsultingllc.com.
All right, and they can find your books there. And all your articles, so check all that out. We come back, we got at least three more of these mistakes to avoid when you're managing change and leading your business with change. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.